You're listening to SBS News.
Passover, or Pesach in Hebrew, is an annual Jewish holiday. It begins on the 15th day of the first month of the Hebrew calendar, usually March or April, in the Northern Hemisphere, spring. In Australia, it lasts for 8 days. SBS Hebrew executive producer Marielle Alensky says the origins of Passover lie in the biblical story of how the Jewish people fled slavery in Egypt, also known as the Exodus.
Pharaoh was the king of Egypt at the time, and this is over 3,000 years ago, and the Israelites were enslaved by Pharaoh in the land of Egypt and were begging for him to let them go. And Pharaoh was threatened basically by the Israelites' might and power, and he wanted to keep them as slaves. And so essentially, the Jews asked God for help, and God sent them Moses. And with the help of God and Moses, they eventually liberated the Jews from the land of Egypt.
According to the biblical story, 10 plagues were inflicted on Egypt by the God of Israel to convince the Pharaoh to set the slaves free.
You had locusts and lice and terrible storms, and it all culminated in the 10th plague, which was the most intense, which was the death of the firstborn of every Egyptian family. And in order to preclude themselves from this misery, the Jews had to rub lamb's blood on their doorposts so then God would pass over their house.
One of the most significant parts of Passover is a ceremonial feast called a Seder, which takes place on the first night or first 2 nights of the holiday. Roni Kohavi is the Parramatta and District Synagogue rabbi. He says the Seder can take many forms.
Usually it's a family celebration when the family sits around the Pesach Seder table. And these days we have also community Seders, when the entire community or part of the community comes together and we sit around the Seder table and we read the Haggadah. The Haggadah is the story of Pesach, the story of the Exodus from Egypt.
Ms. Olensky says traditionally there are 6 items on the Seder plate, each symbolizing different parts of the Exodus story.
The hard-boiled egg reminds us of the destruction of the temple, but also instills us with hope. It symbolizes the circle of life. Maror is usually represented by horseradish. It symbolizes the bitter struggle of slavery that the Jews had to endure.
Rabbi Kohavi says while Pesach is celebrated by all Jewish communities, there are differences in traditions and rituals across cultures.
My father is Ashkenazi and a Russian-Polish background, and my mother is Iraqi from, you know, a Sephardi background. And the custom, the traditions are completely different. The food is different. Although the context of the story is the same, but we celebrate it in different ways.